Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 47 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Renewed Hope. Charles Stanley said, "Wisdom is the capacity to see things from God's viewpoint." Our text today is Joshua 8, verses 3 through 9. So Joshua and all the fighting men arose to go up to Ai, and Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them out by night. And he commanded them, "Behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city, behind it. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you remain ready. And I and all the people who are with me will approach the city, and when they come out against us just as before, we shall flee before them, and they will come out after us until we have drawn them away from the city. For they will say, 'They are fleeing from us just as before,' so we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize the city, for the Lord your God will give it into your hand. And as soon as you have taken the city, you shall set the city on fire. You shall do according to the word of the Lord. See, I have commanded you." So Joshua sent them out, and they went to the place of ambush and lay between Bethel and Ai, to the west of Ai. But Joshua spent the night among the people. Joshua had a new plan and a renewed passion to battle against Ai a second time. In Hebrew, Ai means the ruin. This city had brought loss to Israel, but now Joshua and Israel were restored. God's restoration of Israel would lead to Ai's ruin. Israel's renewed hope would require obedient faith. They were prayerless and disobedient before, and that combination led to defeat. Now, they would need to trust God completely and obey Him fully to be victorious. Bible scholar David Guzik makes the following statement about Israel's need to fully surrender to God's plan. This time, Joshua did not send 3,000 men as before. Now he sent 30,000 mighty men of valor. When we need to reign victory, we must use every resource and the best resources for victory. God gave Joshua a new plan after he had given him a renewed promise. Colin Peckham's great commentary brings awareness to both the strategy and the response. Lay an ambush. The strategy was humbling. They had to hide away behind Ai instead of triumphantly marching around the city as they had done to Jericho. God does not always work in the same way. Having won one victory, we cannot presume to use the same methods in the next battle. On this occasion, Joshua would come against the city and make as though he was fleeing before the men of Ai, who would come out against them as before. When they had left the city, the men in ambush would then rise and take the city, surrounding the men of Ai. This was God's plan, and they obeyed it to the letter. Even though they had the promise of God that He would give them the city and its land, they had to actively be engaged in the conflict. God's promises are not given for us to conclude that the results are secure and that we have nothing more to do. Faith is no substitute for hard work. Hope does not absolve us of our obligations, but inspires us to perform better. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord, as seen in 1 Corinthians 15:58. Take up the whole armor of God and stand, as seen in Ephesians 6:13. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land, in Joshua 8:1. How blessed is that word from God! How wonderfully assuring! What certainty it brings! Why, when He has spoken, you can go through the fire and water. You can endure all indignities, all rejections, and all hardships. You can go to the uttermost part of the earth, for He is with you. He has spoken, and that puts steel into your soul. He is strengthening you to accomplish all that He has whispered to you. His word to you is the enablement for His plan for you. Questions. Describe a time in your life when God gave you renewed hope. What does it say about God's character that He restores people after their failures? Why do you think God changed His strategy between Jericho and Ai? List specific promises from His Word that give you renewed hope. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for restoring us after our failures. Empower us for our hope to be renewed. Thank You for Your promises. And thank You for being at work in our lives, even when we don't see it. In Christ's name, amen.